Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Before Mitch, please, I do a lot of sitting with Liz, and there's just shows that happen around me. I think every American husband, boyfriend does the same thing. And there's shows that, we watch these shows together. No, I look at my phone and you watch it. Or she brings it, like she sits down in the chair next to my desk in my office, and she turns it on my TV, and I just work at my desk and do whatever. And usually I can deal with it. Sometimes I get into them. I told you, Dawson's Creek. Pandemic came, brother, I was in. I got involved in Dawson's Creek. And the writing on that, some of that stuff is wild. Boy, Pacey was living the dream. That's all, I'll leave it there. And there's a lot of shows that I can just kind of, like, she had what the Gilmore Girls on, and I'm kind of like paying half-assed attention, whatever, here and there. She had on Grey's Anatomy. Now, I've been able to avoid Grey's Anatomy. Like the Matrix and getting shot at, I've been able to avoid Grey's Anatomy as an American male, as a millennial, for my entire dating, now married life. And it finally caught up with me, and I'm sitting through this show. It's the worst show I've ever seen. I cannot believe this show is, and I've seen a lot of bad television. I've seen a lot of bad TV, bad movies. I've done a lot of bad radio. I've never seen a show so overacted, so terrible in my life.
Is the writing any good?
I'm sure it is. It's just so overbearingly overacted.
Why has it been on so long?
I don't know.
It's been on like 20 years, right?
But it's an ABC show, right? And what was that show they had with Kerry Washington back in the day? Was it Scandal, I think it was called?
Scandal.
Yeah, Liz watched that, and I thought that was a bad show because every person had this great big... They would get out there, and they would basically do a Braveheart speech. Every character. In a show, in an episode.
That
they would
sounds,
do it.
That sounds very Sorkin-esque. Like, all his shows were so driven by speeches, and soliloquies.
I'm sitting there going...
Well, West Wing, I mean.
And she's,
it's a whole show, yeah.
She's got this show, and I'm like, how could you deal with this pap? It's so bad. God, I can't stand this show. I can usually find the redeeming qualities of everything, and I can't. Every minute is the worst minute of my life when this show is on around me. Is there any way I can get her to get off this show?
Well, I think...
Because there's 20 seasons of this. I go, there's no way I'm sitting through it. This will cause a divorce.
This is one of the most important facets I'm finding in my marriage, Kenny, is not like finding common ground on a politician or finding a common ground on something with the city or the town, and we've got to come to grips with this or how we're going to raise our kid. I think the most important thing... What do you do every night before you go to bed? You watch TV with your wife. I mean, that's what I end up doing. We get very little time to do it. And so finding common ground on what we're going to watch. Like, I have to concede that there are things that I'm not going to like. But is it at least meet the criteria of something I'd be remotely interested in? Unfortunately, over the last 6 months, I've been watching a lot of Sex and the City because of it.
All right.
And you know what? I'm watching
that's
the show.
Sexy.
There's clever writing. There is a humor to it. It's not exactly my humor, but at least I can acknowledge, all right, I understand why this show was so successful and why it was very influential for many years.
Yeah. Like I can find redeeming qualities of just about anything, and I can't do it here.
I do not have this problem.
Which she just watches everything you want to watch?
Well, that's the one thing, and I actually thought it would be a problem when we first met. She does not watch TV. She never really did. She watched home improvement, HGTV type of shows, and that was it. And listening to you guys, I'm so glad we did during the pandemic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
She tried to get me to watch One Tree Hill because that was her favorite show when she was a high schooler / got out of high school. And I watched it for a season or two, and I said, this basketball is not realistic.
You stayed a whole season?
Yeah, because they played a lot of basketball. Wow. And then they got away from the basketball, and I wasn't about that.
You're telling the writers, learn hoops.
The finale of season one, they actually had a chance to improve their position in the ranking, and they tanked a game. And I was out.
I hate you. Mitch, please.
Oh, my sister actually watched One Tree Hill. I like to make fun of her for it. So our clip today comes from WPRI near Providence. A car crashed into a Dunkin' Donuts in the town of Cranston yesterday morning. Police say that the driver had his learner's permit and was learning how to drive. That's not the big story. When the car went into the building, there was a woman who worked in there whose son, Brian Haybaum, told 12 News that she wasn't hit. Nobody was injured during all this.
Good.
Brian said, quote, I'm happy she didn't get hit. That would not have been good. I think they said it was a car malfunction, unquote. And then he ended his interview by saying this.
I was just like, America doesn't just run on Dunkin', cars do too.
And I can't tell if it's funny or dark, or a botched delivery, maybe all three.
How old's the kid who said that?
15, I believe.
Yeah, there is no darker humor than a 15-year-old in America. Lima, as a former 15-year-old, you as well, Owen, you as well. How dark was your sense of humor when you were 15? Darker than it is now?
I think that's where it started, probably.
Yeah. Oh, mine was younger. There's not a lot of differences between you and me.
I want to know when he wrote this, because he's been sitting on that, just waiting. He knows mom works at Dunkin'. I'm going to get an opportunity.
Has he been sitting outside that Dunkin' Donuts from day after day?
And then mom texted, probably while he was still in school, and said, hey, car ran through the front, wall.
Got to communicate. It's a big part of
this. And he said, this is my opportunity. I got to get down there and deliver the famous line.
I was just like, America doesn't just run on Dunkin'. Cars do too.
Okay, he definitely said that 8 times over before he...
Oh, yeah.
He said it to plenty of people, and then he went to say it on TV because you could tell he almost botched it. So he's nervous. But he's only a 15-year-old kid.
Well, he knew the punchline was coming, and you start to giggle on the punchline, yeah.
There you go. All right, Mitch, good call, buddy. Well done. That was fun. That was nice. All right, big thanks to everybody who joined us today. Bob Haney, Chris Muller, James Rapine, also the great Terry Pluto, which I felt bad I accidentally clicked the button right as he was saying his goodbye. I really do. Terry's a legend. I feel bad.
Terry says he doesn't care about the national media, what they say about the Cavs.
Doesn't.
We have a lot of fans that say they don't care, but boy, do they care.
Terry's one of the only people I actually believe.
Yeah, I do believe it.
Because, I mean, he's had a pretty legendary career. He's been in documentaries. He's written several books. Like,
yeah, why would he care?
I really don't think he cares.
They made major motion pictures. Based on one of his books.
Midget Motion picks as the thick com, the daddy. Right, we're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. We got the draft tomorrow. As if you care, we got the draft tomorrow. We have game 3 tomorrow. Should say game 3 tomorrow and then the draft. There we go. And, of course, the Gardos play tonight. We're looking for 6 in a row, right? I think it's 6 in a row.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, for Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitchapalooza, for his sister, for the slippery wizard Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carmen. I don't know why my voice cracked. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Go Gardos.
I don't know why my voice is raising like this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.